Welcome. This is the Sikh Coach Podcast, a podcast exploring the Sikh principles and how to live them in the 21st century.
ਇਤਿਹਾਸ ਗਵਾਏ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਦਾ 1699 ਦੀ ਵਿਸਾਖੀ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਲਾ ਕੇਸਗੜ੍ਹ ਅਨੰਦਪੁਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਿਖੇ
History declares that in 1699, at Fort Kesgarh Anandpur Sahib of Vaisakhi Day,
Dasam Pita Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj Pandal vicho nikal ke hazara chambe dekhan walean de samne sarr kardi kaddi hai mian cho talwar.
The 10th Master Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji appeared from their tent to an assembly of thousands of confused onlookers and unsheathed their sword.
Tu ke talwar kehn lage oye ura aao thaan thaan te gardan chukaun walea.
As it drew from its holder, the master called clearly upon those who are so quick to bow their heads,
ajj main teri ankh nu magroor hunda vekhna,
stating, for today I want to see your inner strength build and intensify.
Tere nirmal dolyan vich pa ke himmat di kani,
I will sow the seed of power and strength into your weak limbs.
Main tere hatthon dukh desh da door hunda vekhna,
I want to see this nation's pain be freed from your very hands.
Bal ke jyoti hanere vich dharm te
by igniting the light of mercy and religion in this darkness.
Tere man mandir nu nooro noor hunda vekhna,
I want to see your inner temple of desire brightly shine this spiritual light.
Sajjana,
my beloved,
jekar apni thon nu rakh denga meri teg te,
if you place your head upon my sword,
at teg di so seba mukhtiyar ban jayega tu,
I swear upon this very sword you will become as me.
Char nari tenu mansoor di suli te,
never again will you have to be reborn in the cycle of life and death.
Par chad ke meri daar te sardar ban jayega tu,
if you follow my path you will become a sardar.
Welcome everybody, this is Avtar Singh, the Sikh coach. Firstly, I want to congratulate the Sikh community worldwide on the birth of the Khalsa. Celebrations are happening in a different way this year. As we all know, the COVID-19 situation has meant our usual way of life is paused. But I'm wishing everybody is safe and sound and celebrating in their own unique ways. It's been a while since I've created the last episode, which was in February. So thank you for your patience. We were on a family holiday in India, and if you are following my Instagram page at the Sikh Coach, you would have seen some of the updates of what we have been up to out there. So if you do want to know, do follow my Instagram page. I wanted to introduce Vaisakhi, so I chose the album created by RDB called Vaisakhi, and the first track was called The Beginning, where they explain in English and Punjabi a little brief snippet of what Vaisakhi and the birth of the Khalsa means to the Sikh community. I do hope you enjoyed that, and if you do want to listen to the rest of the album, it's available on Spotify. For this episode, I wanted to talk about the significance of the birth of the Khalsa and Vaisakhi, and what the purpose was of creating a brotherhood called the Khalsa by the 10th Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and what can we take from that and still apply to today in today's world, in the environment and the challenges that we deal with. And to explain that there are many more people acting in a similar way to being Khalsa. It's not just reserved for the Sikh community. The principle, the characteristics, the uplifting of humanity and community is applicable as much as it was then in 1699 to today. So let's begin by discussing some of the basics. So the festival of Vaisakhi was of significance way before it became a significant event for Sikhs. It is the harvest festival for the people of the Punjab region. the region was predominantly farmland, so farmers would celebrate the ripening of the harvest, and people would get together to celebrate this and show appreciation to God for the abundance they receive each year. And the festival would attract celebrations, so there used to be a lot of dancing, drum beating, and a lot of the folk music dance was surrounded around the celebration of this festival. So the harvest festival is also characterized by the folk dance Bhangra, which traditionally is a harvest dance. As people gathered in masses to celebrate the harvest festival, it was used by the gurus to bring people together, to do discourses and to get everybody together and deal with any issues that they needed to deal with as a community. The early Mughal emperors had peaceful relations with the Sikh gurus. However, the Sikhs started facing religious persecution during the reign of Jahangir, where the fifth guru, Guru Arjan Dev Ji, was arrested and executed by Jahangir in 1606. The persecutions continued. In 1675, the tyrannical emperor Aurangzeb wished to bring the whole of India under the Islamic fold, and there was no religious freedom. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was representing the freedom of religion and was persecuted by the emperor. Guru Gobind Singh Ji was only 9 years old when his father, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, was executed. At that time, his name was Gobind Rai. So in 1699, the 10th Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, decided to establish a military order to stage resistance against the Mughals. He sent an order for all of his followers throughout the regions to congregate at Anandapur on the 13th April 1699, the day of Vaisakhi, the harvest festival. Guru Gobind Singh Ji addressed the congregation from a tent pitched on a hill, which is now called Geskar Sahib, a Gurdwara. He drew his sword and asked for a volunteer who was willing to sacrifice his head. This sent a shiver throughout the whole crowd, and everybody started to question what is happening with the Guru today. He's asking for a sacrifice. The Guru wanted to test his Sikhs and see if there's anybody out there who is willing to give their life for the faith. The first person to stand up was called Daya Ram, and he walked up to the Guru. Guru took him in the tent, and he came out by himself with the sword, with blood on the sword. Everyone was thinking the worst, that the Guru has just killed one of their fellow Sikhs. The Guru again did this 4 times until he had 4 more volunteers, so 5 in total. And when he went into the tent the last time, after some time, all 5 came out and they were fine. They were dressed the same and they had 5 articles on them. The name of the 5 were Baidaya Singh, Bai Dharam Singh, Bai Himmat Singh, Bai Mokam Singh, and Bai Sahib Singh. The Guru declared them as the Panj Pyare, the 5 beloved ones, because they were willing to sacrifice their lives for the Guru. The Guru used an example of these 5 disciples who were willing to give their life for a cause, as an example of courage to inspire the community. Their dedication showed what nature was required of this new brotherhood called the Khalsa. Khalsa is a Persian word and all it means is pure. Guru Gobind Singh Ji wanted to create a brotherhood of pure individuals who are willing to fight oppression and take action to protect those who need protecting and not show any hatred and to live a very high moral life and be a pillar of support to the community. The caste system was ripe in India and there were certain sections of the community who were called untouchables. The Guru wanted to do away with this caste system. So once he created the Khalsa, he gave every man the last name Singh, meaning lion, and Kaur for the ladies, meaning princess, to do away with any lineage or history to do with a surname, and to give everybody equality. Those initiated into the Khalsa Brotherhood sat together, ate together, and shared to show the equality between them. With the creation of the Khalsa, Guru Gobind Singh Ji had abolished all existing social divisions as per the teachings of Guru Nanak. In this new order, the lowest of the low would stand with the highest. All would be one and equal with each other. As you can imagine, an event like this sent shockwaves throughout the whole of India to communities and most importantly the Mughal government. Whereas an agent is documented to have reported to the emperor the following: "He has abolished caste and custom, old rituals, beliefs and superstitions of the Hindus, and bonded them in one single brotherhood. No one will be superior or inferior to another. Men of all castes have been made to eat out of the single bowl. Though orthodox men have opposed him, about 20,000 men and women have taken baptism of steel at his hand on this day. The Guru has also told the gathering, 'I'll call myself Guru Gobind Singh, only if I can make the meek sparrows pounce upon the hawks and tear them. Only if one combatant of my force faces a legion of the enemy.'" The Guru gave 5 Ks to the Khalsa, also known as Panch Gakars, which are Gis, uncut hair, Ganga, a wooden comb, a Gachera, underwear, a Gara, an iron bracelet, and a Garban, a strapped sword. These symbols represent the ideals of Sikhism, such as honesty, equality, fidelity, meditating on God, and never bowing to tyranny, and for helping protecting the weak and self-defense. That was a brief summary of what Vaisakhi and the birth of the Khalsa means to the Sikhs. As you can see, it was a transformational process. It took a section of the population and uplifted them to a higher status of responsibility to make a change, and that was on an individual basis, but the power came through a collective purpose of a whole group. If you want to learn more details about what happened on that Vaisakhi day and about the baptism ceremony, I'd encourage you to search online. There's a lot of information out there, so I didn't want to go into too much detail. What I wanted to focus on was the qualities that a Khalsa Sikh has to adhere to. And these are pretty universal principles. So they must be kind. They must be caring and compassionate. Be nice to people. Sympathetic, empathetic, friendly, supportive, considerate, and helpful. They also need to be honest. It means they are truthful. They live to a high moral standard and frank and have integrity. They are also meant to be fair, so doing something in an honest way and even-handed and being just. So it's important to be impartial, unbiased and not prejudiced, and promoting equality and justice. The other aspect is being respectful. You care for others' feelings and well-being. There's a level of tolerance, appreciation, consideration, honor and recognition. The other aspect is being optimistic. There's a phrase called Jardi Kala, which means high spirits, and always being in high spirits and optimistic, believing that there's positivity in all things. And the final quality is being ready to help at any cause, at any length. Also, this is called being Tyar Par Tyar, that you are always ready to help others in the time of need, and you should be the one who people can rely on in that circumstances. So if there's an emergency, if there's somebody who's at risk or vulnerable, you are there, and it's your responsibility to ensure that you can do all you can for their safety or to help in that situation. So most of these qualities are universal. And over time, the way that we practice these qualities has changed. So in 1699, the environment was very different. The Khalsa Brotherhood had to engage in a number of wars against those who wanted to oppress religious freedom. So in the 21st century, we can see there are many different ways to carry out these characteristics and traits as a Khalsa. And that's not just being Khalsa in the regards of the Sikh faith, but in the Khalsa spirit. Anybody can have these traits and qualities and be a positive force in nature. So how can we have that Khalsa spirit in the 21st century? We can see that there are organizations set up to help others in time of crisis in regards to nutrition, food, shelter. You can fight the war against inequality, against racism, against negativity in the community. So as you can see, the challenge of today is focused around the coronavirus. This has changed our world completely in both a corporate and a personal perspective. But this is again a time of opportunity to help others in need, and we've seen a great movement within society to help those who need help. So reaching out to a vulnerable neighbor, looking out for colleagues who need that extra support. You've seen how heroes in the form of the NHS, doctors, nurses who are dealing with this virus on the front line are now appreciated as heroes, and they have no less of a Khalsa spirit in them. It's about the fight against negativity and the fight against anything that wants to undermine society or is a threat against us. So there is a number of ways that we can live that Khalsa spirit and take that initiative from the 10th Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, of how he turned a society who was oppressed and gave them empowerment to do something and make a change, both on an individual basis and a collective force to be reckoned with. And I think this is the concept that we can spread to the whole world around the empowerment of what was previously people who felt they were powerless or could not do anything to make a change, but giving them a different mindset and giving them the empowerment to take action and make changes to the world that they live in. The key takeaway from this podcast is that people can be inspired by the formation of the Khalsa Brotherhood and what they achieved in 1699 and the years after that. It's an inspiration to see how you can change the mindset of people individually and as a collective, and seeing the wide impact that they can have on the world. And that starts with us. So we can be inspired by the Khalsa spirit and stay in high spirits and do all we can to be a positive force in society. I wanted to pay tribute to you by Nirmal Singh Khalsa, who sadly passed away on the 2nd of April due to contracting the coronavirus. Nirmal Singh Khalsa was a retired Hazuri Ragi, a Gurbani singers who were expert of singing verses from Guru Granth Sahib Ji, as well as rags from Indian classical music. He was employed exclusively at Amritsar's Golden Temple. He was considered an institution of Gurbani singing in classical Indian music, especially for his authority over singing in rag, a highly specialized skill which is fast vanishing amongst the modern Sikh devotional singers. So Bhai Nirmal Singh was born on the 12th April 1952 at village Jandwala, Bimir Shah in Ferozpur, Punjab. In 1976, he graduated with a diploma in Gurmat Sangeet from Shaheed Missionary College in Amritsar. From 1977 to 1978, he served as a music teacher at Gurmat College in Rishikesh and later taught at Shaheed Sikh Missionary College in Sri Ganganagar, Rajasthan. From 1979, he started serving as a Hazuri Ragi at the Golden Temple. He had performed Kirtan at all five takts, various historic gurdwaras across South Asia and across 71 countries. He was a highly regarded ragi with knowledge of all 31 rags of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Rags are musical measures, and the gurus wrote shabads, which were meant to be sang according to the prescribed rags. By Nirmal Singh Khalsa was awarded the Padma Shri, which is the fourth highest civilian award in the Republic of India, in 2009. He was the first Hazuri Ragi to receive this award. I want to share one of his shabads with you all as a dedication to Bhai Nirmal Singh Khalsa. This is a shabad called Babiha Amrit Villa Bolia. I do hope you enjoy the shabad, and for now I wish you all stay safe and of good health and keep well and stay blessed. This is the Sikh Coach signing out. Take care for now.
Babiha Amrit Vele Bolya Babiha Amrit Vele Bolya Taan Dar Sui Pukar ਤਾਂਦਰ ਸੁਣੀ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਬਬੀਹਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਬਬੀਹਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਬੋਲਿਆ
ਬਲਿਹਾਰਣੇ ਹੋਂ ਤਿਨਕੇ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਜਿਨ ਸੱਚ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਗੁਰਧਾਰ ਜਿਨ ਸੱਚ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਗੁਰਧਾਰ ਬਬੀਹਾ ਬਬੀਆ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਦਰਸ਼ਨੀ ਪੁਕਾਰੇ ਤਾਂ ਦਰਸ਼ਨੀ ਪੁਕਾਰੇ ਬਬੀ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਸਭ ਹਰਿਆਵਲੀ ਗੁਰ ਕੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਗੁਰ ਕੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਬਬੀਹਾ ਬਬੀਆ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਦਰਸ਼ਨੀ ਪੁਕਾਰੇ ਤਾਂ ਦਰਸ਼ਨੀ ਪੁਕਾਰੇ ਬਬੀਆ ਬਬੀਆ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਗੈਨੋ ਫੁਰਮਾਨ ਹੋਆ ਮੈਂ ਗੈਨੋ ਫੁਰਮਾਨ ਵਰਸੋ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਤਾਰ ਵਰਸੋ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਤਾਰ ਬਬੀਹਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਬਬੀਹਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਬੋਲਿਆ
Thank you for listening to the Sikh Coach podcast. If you found this episode valuable, do share with your friends and family. And do give us feedback. You can email us at thesikhcoach@gmail.com or find us on Facebook. Just search The Sikh Coach Podcast and follow us on Instagram @thesikhcoach. Thank you for listening. Stay blessed.